day, everybody. Thanks for tuning in to Neebs Gaming. It's commenting on comments time.
Yes, it is.
And today we have a few sponsors.
Yeah, well, we have two. We have Dollar Shave Club.
Woo!
And we have Bluehost.
Woo!
And support for the show is brought to you by them. And I'm going to talk about Dollar Shave Club right now.
Okay.
You know we love Dollar Shave Club's razors, but did you know that they offer a lot more than that? They make their own high-quality personal grooming products for your hair, face, and skin. Dollar Shave Club has all of your bathroom needs delivered to your door. When shopping in a store for all that stuff, there are too many options. And if you have any questions, it's not like the clerks are experts on the products. That's why you should use Dollar Shave Club for almost anything. Razors, body cleansers, hair gel, and even butt wipes. Dollar Shave Club has you covered from head to toe. They're changing the game with their premium ingredients and sophisticated scents to help you look and feel amazing. And right now, you can try it all. You can get their first month starter set, which includes travel size shave butter, body cleanser, butt wipes, and a month of their best razor for just $5. After that, replacement cartridges ship for just a few bucks a month. Don't miss out. Get your starter set for just $5 today exclusively at dollarshaveclub.com/Neebs. That's dollarshaveclub.com/Neebs. Thank you, Dollar Shave Club.
Yeah, I just signed up with them.
Oh.
Oh, see, there you go.
And I still use them.
Oh. Yeah. Well, and I haven't used them yet because you hogs.
Right.
Well, the new you one can't comes grow hair in. On your face anyway.
Well, that's true. I got a little baby face.
See, I don't shave, though. I got a beard.
You do got a beard.
You got a beard.
What are you?
Who wants to go first?
Bought a beard.
Bought a beard.
Bought a beard.
Bought a beard.
So who wants to go first?
I never do, so I guess I will.
It's you your turn.
Fill in that gap while I grab my laptop.
There you go.
That was Dralis' mosquito impression.
Oh, you've got a good mosquito impression.
Are you guys really doing mosquito impressions?
Yeah. Spot on. That's great, Neebs.
I'm going to have to cut that out, right?
You might.
Probably. I don't know. It's probably great.
That can't be a pleasant noise for anybody to
Everyone listening is swatting around their face right now.
I'm going to start this off as positive as possible. And this is a comment from Kurt. On today's Scrap Mechanic, the Rail Course Challenge. And he says, your videos are getting lazy and boring.
Amen, brother.
Mm. On right. Scrap Mechanic?
And the reason I really
Those
wanted to read
getting
this.
Those are really lazy and boring.
Oh, I think in general, Neebs Gaming.
The whole thing?
Yeah, the whole thing.
He's talking to all of us, right? Yeah. But thank you for pointing a finger. Thank you.
Good job. That last GTA video seemed like it was just kind of
That's
done.
Why I kind of brought it up.
I knocked that fucker out in like a day and a half.
Yeah, man.
Didn't take any time to make that.
No. Honestly.
That's why I brought it up, because yesterday's GTA, the first video for the heist mission, the trilogy, the farthest thing from lazy.
Yeah.
So I thought this was ridiculous.
You said trilogy. I'm in the middle. I'm going to be the second one, and usually the second part of something sucks. Mine's not nearly as good as the first
Oh,
part.
Stop it. Why are you just doing this already?
No, usually the third
Why are you doing
one
this?
Sucks.
Yeah, too no, cinematic. Like,
yeah. not Empire always. Strikes Back, not that was the second part of a trilogy. That was the best.
Yeah. Oh,
was
it
best
one?
Terminator
oh,
2? Yep.
Then it's going to be the best.
Terminator
Mine's
2.
Going to be the best.
Back to the Future true. 2.
Look Who's Talking 2.
Look Who's Talking 2.
Yeah, easily the best.
Boss Baby 2.
Yeah,
that's not out yet.
Critters 2.
Let's hope they have one.
Tremors 2. Come on.
Tremors 2. Horrible Bosses 2 was actually better than the first one.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't ever see the first one. But.
All right, good.
Yeah. So you got a good point of reference there.
Yeah, sure do. And since we're going to keep things positive about the I scored today's scrap a little different, the Rail Course Challenge. Volrick Pierced says the soundtrack on this one is like chewing on nails wrapped in tinfoil.
Yes.
Is it?
All right.
Midway point. Hanging. Okay, you got
Whoa,
it.
Whoa.
Oh,
no. What's going on here?
Man, you're getting a lot of negative comments.
I really enjoyed
I
enjoyed the
I haven't watched it yet.
The piano work that
oh,
went
wait,
along
no,
with it.
Oh, that's the one, yeah, we didn't watch it here in the office.
I really liked it. It was different, and a lot of it went, like, it was all cut to the on beats, and I thought I was artsy.
Super artsy.
Translated
artsy.
To nails and tinfoil.
Well, at least for this person.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
But, you know, you're encouraging bad comments.
I'm not trying to. No,
all right.
But so let's
it's okay.
transition into conflicting comments. These comments conflict with each other.
Ba-beep, boop.
Nails and tinfoil. Right
there.
Which, yeah. I know. I'm going to write a jingle.
Some
okay.
people like right, nails yeah, and tinfoil.
Bring it. Bring it next time.
Toxic Burn says, your guys' vids are the only ones I'm waiting for every day. Thanks for such great content. Also, I'm watching Neebsylvania again. Ew. All your videos are so fun to watch. I guess this kind of works. But anyway, then Kirby Katiak says, on behalf of most of fans, can you guys please scrap the scrap mechanic already?
Scrap mechanic seems to do well.
It still gets good views. Yeah it does.
And we keep coming up with new challenges.
We keep enjoying building stuff for these challenges. Like,
I don't understand why some people, like, if they don't enjoy a certain video series, why they feel the need to jump on that video series and say, why are you guys making this? Make more of this other thing I like.
Yeah.
If you don't like one of our video series, don't fucking watch it.
I don't like to watch football, but I don't get on football channels and go, you guys have done this to death.
Right. It's a deep thing to do.
Yeah. Right. Why are we still playing this game?
Right. Because other people like
Vote with your view. If you see a video come up and it doesn't look like a game you're interested in and aren't interested in the series, don't watch it. Because we make content on this channel a lot of the times just based on the views. If the views are good on a series, okay, we keep doing more of that. Our audience likes that.
That's
that
a much
a signal.
Yeah. We do want feedback.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
But if a show's still doing well, but Scrap Mechanic just gets great views, I assume it's still doing pretty good.
Yeah, and just trust that we're only going to play it if we still enjoy it.
Yeah.
We'll stop when we're
done. You
know
we're not going to play it if we don't like it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Thick is trying like crazy to get me to play PUBG. You do not like that game.
No, you don't. Like, it's going to be on our channel.
Oh, God, here we go.
You're just
again.
Not going to be in it.
Okay.
I'll be in it.
But you will.
The views should tell you if people want it or not.
Now, see, when we released videos on it previously, the player count was much smaller.
Okay.
Now it's huge.
Okay, that's fine.
This is, I've got two retro ones to go out on.
Okay? Oh.
This one is from the very first scrap we did, the ramp challenge. That was a long time ago, huh?
And is it a recent?
It's like a year ago.
Recent comment, though?
That was before
the
game.
Yeah, it was 4 months ago.
Oh, okay.
So meeting in the middle. It's one of the more reasons.
That's when our channel was all about ramps.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, we love ramps out
the
ass.
Ramp love.
Rock 46375435. Not to be confused with 434, who we all know.
I get them mixed up all the time.
Me too.
Is that a Bungie reference? Or
says, stop saying cuss words.
No.
Now, I know what happened here. Mom or dad walked in.
Probably.
And we're just cussing up a storm about this ramp.
And now he can't watch it anymore.
Now he can't watch. But maybe 4 months have passed, so
If YouTube keeps going the way they're going, we're all going to be making baby videos soon.
Yeah.
You keep saying baby videos, but there's plenty of adult videos that don't have cussing in it.
Yeah, I know.
There are plenty.
But I don't like them.
I like
all those videos about rocket science and how that cussing in it.
No, yeah. But the baby videos.
Baby videos.
But the baby videos
fucking
kill
rocket
it.
Science videos.
I think that's why I was saying it. The baby videos absolutely kill it.
Yeah, they do.
They get crazy views in a short amount of time with very minimal effort, and it's insane.
Some of those videos are creepier than videos with cussing in it.
I know. Yeah. They're super creepy.
I know. But you got pregnant Spider-Woman and Hulk doing something.
Right.
Well, I'll address two things here. First, we don't cuss on purpose. We're just going with the flow of whatever the hell happens.
A lot of times it's very natural.
It's just we're being who we are and we're adults, so we can do what we want.
If anything, I hold back.
And then the second word.
Exactly.
I really do. The second thing, two words for you there, Rock. Earbuds.
Earbuds.
Airbud.
Airbud
2.
Great movie.
Wow.
The second
better.
One's even better. Yeah.
Yeah.
Different dog, though, right?
I hope not.
Yeah,
what?
The first one got killed in a car accident.
Because the first one was working on that.
It was high on cocaine in Hollywood. Success got to its head. And
it was working on Milo.
Straight off Mulholland.
It's great.
It worked on Milo and Otis Return. and died tragically at a cliff.
There's a great video. I think she's it's the nostalgia chick. She has a wonderful video on Milo and Otis. Go watch it.
Final comment. I know I probably did six, but this is also retro. This is from 3 months ago, but the video is one of our favorites, Takar's Quest.
Was this recent as well, or was it from 6 months ago?
This is 3 months.
Oh,
I just
God.
It
has to be within a week
this
from
is
now
not,
on.
Okay, I didn't know your rules.
Was Takar 3 months ago?
No, the comment.
No, the comment.
Oh, okay. Yeah. The comment. I was about to say.
And it says, so, are you guys finishing this gold mine, or has it just been wrongfully forgotten?
Well, again, view count kind of dictates.
You know what I saw? Remember that song that I made, BM Expert?
All right,
BMX GTA one.
BMX expert till I fall. Just ignore that y'all. BMX expert, watch and learn. Until I crash and burn.
That's getting close to 50,000 views, guys.
Ooh, wow.
Ooh. Yeah. What do you mean, total?
Probably 50,000 views. Sequel.
Really?
Yeah. Holy shit. Putting that in the YouTube Hall of Fame.
That might be my biggest stinker out there. Looking at that. That really surprised
Maybe.
Me.
You got a few.
No, I don't.
Wow.
I enjoyed Takar more than that.
All right.
We need to make a list.
Yeah, we sure
do. Rallius' shitty videos.
Stink off.
Oh, no, we're all in the stink off.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. No, we would all be. Like, every one of us, I think, has made a piece of shit here and there.
Sure.
All right, I'm jumping in.
I'm jumping out.
It's like double dutch.
Insane Warlord 00 says Simon should have his own series where he plays games without help from the rest of you, and he has to review it. I've actually wanted to do that for a while, but it takes initiative, and you guys all know I don't have much of that.
There would only be one review ever. Horrible. This game was horrible. Yeah,
I don't understand
this. That's not
true.
The hardest thing about it would be watching your gameplay.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. Well, that's the point.
It would be painful, and eventually that would wear off, and it would become corrosive to the rest of the channel.
I think that if you love me, you love me. No. And I think that, no, you think that the more people like would see me, they'd be like, my God, I hate him so much.
It's like
I can't be around it anymore.
I love my mom.
Yeah?
But if you're around her too long and you let her drink some wine and start talking.
But your
I think
mom
all
is...
of us here are an ingredient to a salad.
Of course, I agree.
So you're onions. Yeah. You don't just eat a bowl full of onions.
No, you eat onions every once in a while. That's why you don't have to watch every episode.
All right, I'm just saying.
Do you eat onions by itself? Just... I need an onion.
Oh, so that's in other crazy. Words, I can't do videos. You're
no,
right.
No, but you said
I can't do videos on
my
own.
I need an onion.
You could do a
video
onion.
On your own.
You could absolutely the way he's do saying it. No, what I'm onion. Questioning is, do you just eat onion? I'm not questioning
that's the question.
Do you just
do you eat onions?
This
you
is just a grab an
onion. I do. I eat onions first. I eat it like an apple.
You do
delicious.
Not
delicious yellow onions. The
we
delish.
Seen it.
Yeah, I want to witness that.
Yep, we'll do a video. Simon eating onions.
A whole onion.
Simon reviews onions.
So Jackson Hawkins,
big as his head.
All of my comments are on the commenting on comments from last week. Jackson Hawkins says the first Neebs Gaming was a scrap mechanic emergency vehicle. I thought Neebs was gay and hated his voice, but got used to it. And now I don't think he is gay anymore, but been a subscribe for 3 years. Thank you, Jackson.
Thank you, Jackson.
Something
thanks,
about Jackson. That comment just made
thanks
me
for sticking around. You know?
Yeah. Thanks. Even though you thought he was gay, and I'm glad you stuck with it.
Not that it should matter.
This
of
man
course
sounds
it
gay.
Matter.
I'm gonna keep listening to this.
Yeah. No, he just thought he was gay. It wasn't like bad or anything.
How much care for them queers?
Jacob Heller says, "Hey Neebs, are you going to play and games? I'm sorry. Are you going to play and games like Overwatch or Destiny 2?
Sorry."
Well, it's hard because it's
I
not
know,
written.
It's words.
You're not seeing this for the first time, Simon. You picked this out. You're acting like you're seeing these words for the first time. You picked this comment out earlier.
Hey, Neebs, are you going to play end games like Overwatch? He
play
typed it wrong.
Probably any.
And I read that.
Yeah, I was coming to bat for you because
thank
I've seen
you.
Comments like that where people, you know, maybe English isn't their first language.
But you know what they meant.
Yeah.
I still don't know what you meant.
Are you going to play Overwatch?
Or Destiny 2?
Or Destiny 2.
Let me address this with Jacob. We play Overwatch sometimes on our live streams. We're probably not going to make videos. Destiny 2, the first Destiny didn't do well on our channel. And I didn't really enjoy playing it that much because I don't like bullet sponge games. I don't know about the rest of you. I think, Abstra, you didn't really care for
it.
Yeah,
I didn't really care for it. Mostly because the narrative was shit.
And Destiny 2 is supposed to be great, though.
Well, a lot of people like Destiny. I had fun with the first Destiny. I enjoyed we did that one mission with the sword.
Mm-hmm.
Sort of Crota or whatever?
No, yeah, I had fun. I think it plays great. I mean, Bungie knocks it out of the park when it comes to actual gameplay.
Oh, absolutely.
And I've heard the second one does have a better narrative, but I'm cautious to jump in because of the burn from the first one. And that's just me. That's a personal
thing. I'm with you on that.
And it just goes on and on and on and on and on, right?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
that's their intent.
You've got to go do this mission, but now you're wearing like a brown sash instead of a blue one.
Yeah.
You've got to change your clothes and play dress up the whole time and like then go to a different level, but you're doing the same fucking mission. At least that was my experience in the first one, and that's why it turned me off.
You play PUBG, I'm just saying.
PUBG's don't even
it's the same thing in PUBG.
No, it's very different every
time.
No,
it's extremely different.
I'm just you're attacking Destiny.
Well, you're fighting real people.
People could say the same thing about PUBG.
No,
why don't you use
no,
a different example? Yeah. Why don't you get the PUBG chip off your fucking shoulder?
Destiny's a fine game.
It is a fun. We just said that.
Okay.
If that's what
we
you
all
like,
agreed?
Yeah.
Yep.
It's
agreed.
A fine
wow,
game. Wow,
you're worried that we're all
like
going to get hate because we're
no, I'm not worried about hate. I'm just saying it's a good game.
Yep, it is a quality game.
We just don't play it much here.
Yeah.
Oh, well, I mean, it's to each their own. It's that sort of thing. It's
Mr.
not my type of game,
right,
but
Mr.
I'm glad that other people enjoy it.
Politician over there.
Well, he's running
politics.
For office.
All right.
He's running for this office.
Make Neebs Gaming great again.
Pierre Laskoff says, guys, I know you're working really hard on getting this new 7 Days to Die content out, but is there any way you could just tell us it's too difficult to make cinematic videos with and instead do Empyrean? Thanks.
Nope, they're coming along great.
Yeah,
we got two episodes done.
I know.
We should probably put them out.
And they're both fun.
Let's just put them out.
We're going to wait till the third one's done, then we're going to start releasing. Let's put them
out. Yeah, that's been an unpopular choice here, at least half the time for me.
Well, I understand
why you want to do it.
We have new people working here. We're getting everybody up to speed. It's really fun when you can go, okay, every Friday this show is happening. So we're trying to make sure we can fulfill that, you know, schedule once we start it.
Right.
Yep, I like that idea.
Piggy Play says, which one of you guys are the, and then in parentheses, another way to say donkey of the group?
Donkey.
And get into more arguments because they are punny as fuck. Play Terraria. Yeah.
What's the question here? Or is it just an...
which one of
one
us
of
basically
us
likes to start arguments?
Well, you're
arguments.
Very touchy. So that starts arguments at times. We all have our days, don't we?
Yeah.
No. I think we're all a bunch of donkeys, as he puts it.
Yeah, we can be touchy at
every
times.
One of us is a damn mule.
Terraria, is that where you drive around and create a car that's bigger and gets more guns on it?
No, Terraria is like a 2D Minecraft, I guess that's the best way
that's
to describe
interesting.
It.
Yeah, people love it.
Yeah, no, it's got great reviews on Steam. I've never played it. I mean, it's a deep game. It's one of those ones that's a time commitment. But from what I've seen, it looks really good. But it is that classic 2D sprite game.
Yep.
That'd be tough. If it's
a really deep game, it wouldn't be a good one-off.
No.
Because you wouldn't even scratch
not
the surface
at all.
Of
exactly.
it.
Exactly.
Well, that's it for me.
Good job, Simon. Good. I liked him a lot.
Thank you.
Yeah. Good job.
Very nice.
Thank you.
Yes.
I guess I'll go next.
Do it, Dick.
Okay. I like this comment right here from Linda Wheat.
What was it on?
Most recent ARK video, the Birdocalypse.
All right.
It says, my husband and I just got home from a wedding.
Ooh.
We were so excited to get home and watch Birdocalypse.
Mm.
A long story short, we're laughing uncontrollably. You guys rock, and it's so good to see you all playing together.
And then what happened?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
They just got married?
They said they just got home
from a wedding.
A wedding. But here's the thing that I like.
From their wedding.
That's not how you say your own wedding, do you?
No.
Yeah,
maybe.
But the thing that I like about it is that we hear a lot of couples who like watch our show together. It's like when you sit down and watch, you know, Game of Thrones or...
If you watch one without them, you are in trouble.
Yeah. That's awesome.
We're like couples therapy, really. We keep them together.
Is that what we do?
Yeah.
Love each other.
Yep.
Pull down his pants right now.
You should probably move on to the next comment.
Pull down her pants, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, go ahead. Go nuts.
Right. Have fun.
You're welcome.
Joe Parr says, hey, over here, look, I had an amazing thought. You guys should totally get some of your wives/girlfriends to do a surprise appearance in one of your gameplay videos. If there might be a female character or even just a totally random new person that wanders past you, anywho, would be awesome and something new and unexpected. I want to take it a little bit further.
Okay.
And get day laborers, you know, the people that just kind of stand outside of Home Depot.
Right.
And they're looking for work and be like, hey, we got some work for you.
Yeah.
You ever play ARK?
Yeah, day off.
I like that.
We go to Manpower
or
somewhere and just
temp agency, temp person.
Oh,
just to build shit in ARK.
Could you imagine that conversation with, what do you want me to build? Well, we need a fabricator. The fuck's a fabricator?
Fabricator, trabajo!
What if we don't say...
Yeah, I guess it would be in Spanish.
Maybe. We don't say anything. They don't know each other. We put mics in front of them.
I worked for Manpower for a while. I didn't speak Spanish.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying.
Then. Now I do.
Yeah, now.
I will trabajo all day.
Yep.
My wife does not play the type of games we play. She plays like Candy Crush and shit.
My girl, she's very supportive, but she wants nothing to do with...
Yeah.
She wouldn't want to... Like, even if she was by with us at a stream, she doesn't really want to talk much. Unless it's Spanish with you, Neebs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We could do Spanish gameplay.
Mm-hmm.
My wife still thinks I'm a carpenter.
You haven't told her that you're doing this whole video game.
No, I'm ashamed of it. Yeah.
Yeah, and I was about to say, my wife still doesn't know what I do.
Yeah.
It's like, what do you do again?
Yeah.
And then I start explaining. She just walks away. All right, next comment. Behind the lighthouse on the shoreline, you'll see a small river leading into a cave. Great for water tames and you are able to put a tree platforms on stone pillars coming down from the top of the cave.
Who said that?
That was from Moto Sierra 21.
That was the cave we found, right?
Yeah, that big old cave that we were like, what the fuck is this for?
I saw that comment several times, and that's pretty cool.
I've seen it too, but I wouldn't want to live there.
No, but it's cool that you could put a tree base on one of those columns.
Yeah,
but
it's
like
awesome.
The convenience of getting items and stuff from there is not good.
Yeah, but if you want a little place to hide out. And
yeah, it's good for the weather.
There,
yeah,
huh?
I saw a lot of the comments were like, this cave was really meant more for PvP.
Gotcha.
And we're more into the old PvE.
Yeah, I think this whole map's chocked full of PvP caves.
Right. I guess when you log into a server, when you create a server, you can dictate what that server is, PvE or PvP.
Mm-hmm.
And so if it is a PvE server, it's like, I wish those caves were populated with like good loot.
Yeah.
And I realize they're still working on the map, and that very well may be a case of, okay, the map's not done yet. That's why there's no good loot in any of these things.
Because everything about it suggests
right. It's like,
treasure.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's like, this is going to be a cool place.
And instead it's nothing.
It feels so disappointing. It's like, it should be game design 101. Find a cool place. There's something cool there.
It's like if you were playing Zelda and you see something like that, you like, something going to be here.
Yeah, a sword that's going to break after I smack three goblins with it.
Three swings. Yeah.
And Thick, you were like, it didn't make the video, but you found another cave while you were off on your own at that farm.
Yep.
Same thing.
Nothing. Yeah, stupid.
The farm was cool, though.
Farm was great.
Yeah, farm looked neat.
I got carrots.
I really liked it that you can just find a carrot in the wild now.
That is good.
Carrot in the wild. It's like a good movie title.
I think when carrots...
Carrot in the wild.
Carrot in the wild, yeah. Cooked carrots are dead to me. I don't like them when they're cooked.
I love a cooked carrot.
Yeah.
You're just going to say cooked. You are so weird.
This is, why? I'm just,
a few months
I'm sharing
ago,
that
like,
with
you.
You
know what? Don't even like crab legs anymore. I'm sick of them.
I got kind of tired of them. Isn't that weird? I'm just sharing it with you. I don't know why I'd get shit
and
on.
And now carrots? We don't even know you.
Oh, I like a good crunchy
snobbery.
Carrot.
Snobbery. Food snobbery,
but when
sir.
They're mushy, they like, I don't even like the
like
flavor
both.
Anymore. Yeah. And that's good for you. I was just sharing.
It's better for you when it's raw.
I kind of like a sweet carrot at a hibachi place. Little sliced sweet carrots.
Yep, I'm with you there.
Yeah, those are kind of cool.
All right, next comment is from Walrus Medic. Says, I'm glad you included Duralingus in the series now. I felt like it was missing a key component that made Neebsylvania such a fun series.
But what was it?
Brown nosing Duralius done now.
Yeah, it was you. That's what he was
talking
about.
Oh, it was
yeah.
all about
thing.
Me.
It was all about
thank you.
You.
I'm
yeah.
glad you enjoyed my addition.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm there to help.
You're a helper.
And I kind of feel the same. I'm drawn to be more thickish
yeah.
in ARK for whatever
shows,
reason.
Yeah.
Yeah, just wanting to run off.
Kinda.
Is it because it's new to you? I mean, it's not new,
it's
but...
just the, I don't know what it is, man. But at the same time, like, yeah, staying together is good, but sometimes you want to, you practically want to hold hands when you...
Well, we're trying to entertain people.
Mm-hmm.
So we stay together so we're not having, if you watch some YouTube channels, mm-hmm. they like to have five people having five different conversations about what they're seeing at the same time.
Right.
But I think
so we try to keep our audience focused.
Try to
focused.
Keep it like the kindergarten class walking in a straight line
okay,
to lunch.
Well.
Yeah, I mean the danger is, it's not really danger, but if like, you know, so two of you guys run off and then we have a group. So you get into a fight with something, then you get in a fight with something. Now you guys are screaming about stuff that we can't see.
Right.
Because usually Neebs is the camera
and I'm
the camera.
I get it.
Story has no focus
yeah.
at that point.
But
the
exactly.
other part of it is that getting into the game sometimes is like going into an amusement park with Neebs, and then he's like, nope, first we got to dress up like, you know, cowboys and get our picture taken first, and there's a bunch of like roller coasters that we want to ride.
I just want to get on the roller coaster.
I don't really care who's leading the way. As long as if we're telling a story, we follow that person.
Yeah.
Okay. Then when
hey,
we get in
me.
Next,
all
I'm
right,
leading.
We're following you, Thick.
That's all right.
See, all I was doing was admitting that in ARK, I feel a little bit more thickish. That's
yeah.
all.
Gotcha.
I just tend to, and I don't know why.
And all we're asking for is a little communication.
Yeah. And I'm there. I'm there with you to help.
Well, this is a great segue into our next comment from Moving Target 1. Says, you guys are holding Thick back as a fellow sufferer of severe ADHD and learning difficulties. I can empathize with his retarded running into everything vaguely interesting. So perhaps instead of yelling, try positive reinforcement as a way of rewarding him when he isn't being a gaping, prolapsed anus, and maybe, just maybe, he'll learn.
Like have some treats or something.
Yeah, we should make some, like, thick kibble. You know what? It's just a little chocolate, dark chocolate, little dark chocolate.
True.
He loves dark chocolate.
Both
yeah.
Duralius and Thick.
I know.
They'll do anything for a little mini chocolate bar.
I like a little dark chocolate.
Yeah, I'll start doing things for, like, little sandwiches.
Yeah, little tiny little cocktail sandwiches.
Yeah, why not?
And that's it for my comments.
All right.
All right.
Well done, Stig.
Good comment, Stig. Very good.
Speaking of good jobs, good job to Bluehost for sponsoring us.
Yeah, that is a good move, Bluehost.
Probably the best career move they could have made.
Ever. Let me tell you about them. Bluehost is a top-rated website provider that powers over 2 million websites. It has everything you need to build the website you've always wanted and gives you the freedom to design your website the way you want to design it without being limited by templates. It's simple enough for beginners and powerful enough for even the most advanced users. And with fully customizable templates and third-party app support, you get total flexibility and control. Plus, with a 99% uptime guarantee and automated updates, it's truly reliable and offers maximum security, including malware monitoring and protection, and automatic secure WordPress installs. Not to mention, with Bluehost 24/7 tech support, online resources, and expert services, you'll have all the help you need to succeed and save time. Bluehost is the best tool to build, host, and manage your website. And it's been the top recommended WordPress host on WordPress.org since 2005. And now our listeners save 50% when you sign up at Bluehost.com/Neebscast. That's Bluehost.com/Neebscast. Thank you, Bluehost. You know what? I forgot one of my comments. Hold on a second.
We already clapped for you.
Yeah, I know. But
yeah, you're not getting any claps for this.
Well, fine. Ryan,
did you do comments earlier?
He did.
Go ahead, Simon. Simon, go.
Will you just let me try to get this?
Don't
listen to him. I forgot that
you even went. Ryan Romero says, I like the more genuine adventures where they get into spontaneous moments versus the stage videos like this one. And this was on Birdpocalypse, you know, our staged video.
Yeah. Completely scripted.
Yeah, we knew all those birds were going to appear.
Who wrote that one again?
Well, we had gotten the writers from Fresh Prince who were out of work, and they came over. Yeah. They work pretty cheap, I guess, now.
Yeah. So the cat's out of the bag.
We stage everything.
This is insane.
Okay.
I've seen this comment a lot. If we were to write these things, we would get one video a month done.
We would be miserable as fuck, too.
And they would suck.
Of course they would suck.
You know, because you can't really write our reactions because they're real.
Okay, well, let's be honest. We stage some things as far as like, okay, we need to transition from morning to night. Of course. Like as we're recording, we're editing as we go.
In our minds.
But like when we say, hey, let's go off on an adventure and let's head north and just see what we find. That adventure isn't staged.
And if
we
don't know what we're going to run into. I think it's because of the cinematics that suggest it make it look like it is staged. But we have the floating camera,
right?
Which
just
is
follows us.
Following us, but it adds to the quality of it, which probably comes across as feeling a little bit staged.
If we had a script, Thick would not be running off so much. It'd be a lot easier to do.
Yeah. Well, no, that's his character. We write it in. It says, you know, direction. Thick runs off again like a moron.
Yeah. off camera.
It's in the description, too.
Right.
There's a perfect time for Thick to run off. Put it in the script, boys.
But here's what usually happens when we record something like GTA, Ark or whatever, we go, anybody have something they want to do today? Yeah, I'd like to build a boat. Yeah, I'd like to go find some metal.
Yeah, nobody ever says that. Yeah, I want to go find some metal.
Yeah,
that'd
well,
be great.
It's like, all right, we want to build weapons.
If we want to build weapons, we need to stock up on metal.
I know, but no.
We'll have like 3 or 4 bullet points. These are our goals for the day.
Right.
That's it. Some things like Cooter coming into the new season. We knew Thick was going to show up with Cooter. We didn't know when or where.
No, that was a great surprise.
Yeah,
and the other thing about it is, even though we have a goal that we're trying to reach, it doesn't always work out, as you can see in a lot of the other videos. Like, we fail quite a bit.
Yep. Rarely, though. It's pretty rare that we fail.
Pretty good at failing.
You just, you have no idea.
Oh, God.
Like, I don't have an idea. I'm like, kidding.
I know.
I guess by the time this comes out, Heist 3 should be out, right?
Fuck me. I don't know if I want to watch it.
You want to talk about that directly?
Not really. No.
Yeah,
not.
Why not?
Yeah. Oh, I mean, recording Heist 3, how many times would we die and then start over? I mean, you had the worst death, which was right at the end.
Dallas had the most epic fail of anybody in that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I did. Thanks.
I don't know what, 5, 6 times we had to play. We didn't play all the way through the mission. Like, you guys kept getting lost in the prison.
Yeah.
Like, it was not very obvious to you guys where to go next.
Not off the bat.
You kept getting caught up in the rafters, and you guys would like go out of bounds.
Oh God,
it was a lot of silliness going on that day.
It'll be fun to watch that because I didn't watch that happen with you. I think I was just still.
It was painful,
and I didn't
man.
Watch your side. I didn't see the helicopter and plane stuff.
Yeah.
So. Well, I brought it today. I got a rough cut. So.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, the video comes out. We're recording this on a Tuesday. The video will be out on a Friday.
Mm.
So we don't script things. Yeah. We go with the flow and try to capture it as beautifully as possible.
Yeah. And there's some, of course, there's things that we know are going on.
Yes.
Like when we split up into groups, then we just kind of separate ourselves. And if Abstro and I are somewhere doing a venture, we kind of do our thing. And when it gets boring, then we stop. And then you guys will kind of.
We know who's being covered at that time, likely. So there's no discussion going on with the other people for the most part. So.
Yeah. And we'll have, like today on our schedule, we've got pickups. I know you record stuff and then you go, you know what? For this transition to work, I'm going to need a line from Neeb saying this because.
So that technically is a script.
That is, well, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
A our pickup scripted. Line. A scripted pickup
but
line.
But there's, man, that's they're what very we got. few and far between, but they're not many.
I mean, I'll have six in a 20 minute episode, six
yeah,
lines.
Exactly. And a lot of times, those the pickups usually are just to help with transitions, to get from one thing to the other.
That's
because
exactly
a lot of
it.
Times you go like, oh, crap. Here, I have 20 minutes here that's boring. I'm going to cut this completely out of the video. Now I need to merge this part and this part.
Or sometimes they're lines that just weren't recorded clean.
Yeah,
that's true. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like somebody will say a line and
say
someone.
Few and far between clean.
Far from foo-fa-fum.
Yeah.
God bless you.
Mm. Mm.
But on that note, stay tuned for the next ARC episode entitled Finding Metal.
Finding Metal.
Yeah.
It's going to be awesome.
Finding Dory, another great sequel.
No, that sucked. I'm sorry.
Is it
Finding Dory?
I didn't enjoy
it
as much.
No, it was not.
Yeah. No, it wasn't as good.
It was not nearly as good.
And man, I'm nervous about Incredibles 2. I'm excited.
They got a lot to live up to.
But
they
so much to live
Brad
up to.
If Brad Bird's at the helm,
that gives
me a lot of confidence.
Me too. So. That first one is a work of art.
When's it coming out?
I don't know.
Next year? But they've already advertised
I think
for
Cars
it, right?
5 is coming first.
Need more of those first.
Yeah. Hey, man,
we
listen.
We need more tater.
I'd be making that shit, too. If it was making my company money, I'd be doing that.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
No, it makes a killing toy-wise.
Yeah.
It's like one of Disney's hottest-selling properties when it comes to their toys.
Kids, listen, a lot of kids look at stupid stuff. I mean, it's probably really good for little kids. Why not?
Unlike this channel.
I'm not going to bet. No, this is not
gonna
good.
We're going to make an animated series about a collection of sex toys that come to life at night when the parents aren't around.
My name is Mr. Wiggle. I get stuck in the butt. I'm a butt pug.
And you got one just going around like, hey, everybody.
What's up, Fleshlight? Not much.
Well, hell, the guys that made Sausage Party, we can make this movie.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Sex toys.
Yeah.
A sex toy story.
We should just make it Sex Toys 2.
Yeah, great to 2.
Yeah. Just come up with a
sequel. Well,
the
sequel's always better.
New batteries. Wow, that's good. How do we not do that? Let's fucking GoFundMe or kickstart that.
It's got to be made already.
Someone Photoshop that movie poster and share it on social for us, please.
Holy shit.
Real cutesy faces on it.
Sex toys.
Googly eyes on a big old black dildo.
We got some here.
This is why I don't tell my wife that I do this.
Yeah.
All right, so who's next?
I'll go. Okay, this was a nice comment from Nikki Story, who says, I am part of a lady gamer group on Facebook. One of the gals posted on there some saddening things were going on through her life. I posted a GIF with Neebs doing the dip. She instantly replied back saying that their videos brighten up her day. I'm proud of all the Neebs crew. Keep doing what you guys do. It's truly amazing how this channel brings people together through good times and bad. Love you guys. And please try to incorporate Rage Cop into this series. It would be very interesting. She thought that this was from the first GTA heist video.
Ah.
But I thought that was a nice comment.
Thank you, Nikki.
Yeah.
And by the time this airs, if you have seen the second episode of the GTA series, a cameo is made by Rage Cop himself.
It doesn't really do anything.
No, but he's there, and you might miss it.
When I was getting the cinematic shots when we were walking in and out of the police station, Mr. Elias, skin for Rage
Same.
Cop. Was right there. And I was like, well, shit, gotta throw that in.
If you look closely in the third one, you might find Takar in there somewhere.
Oh, Takar.
Yeah, those cavemen running all over Los Santos. But Nikki, thank you for the comment. Yes. It was very kind. So this is also from the first GTA heist, from Christopher Race, who says, "This video is unacceptable, and whoever cut it should be fired immediately.
Right.
The fact that at 7 minutes there is no ladder montage music is completely un-Neebs gaming.
I read a lot of hate about that.
Whatever happened to you guys? You used to have sexy montage music, but now that you don't put it in, I'm going to watch Pumpkin Pie be racist." And then love.
There you go.
Yeah, we had a lot of subs leave because of the ladder montage thing.
No sexy ladder montage. Yeah,
but you tease them.
You know how good it would look with those cinematic shots?
Like, those were always part of the mod videos we did, and I don't know if it would feel out of place.
Well, guess what? I read your comments because you emailed them to me.
Right.
And then it made me think of the video that I'm editing right now. There's a part where you guys are going up the ladder because you're about to go and shoot people off of the top of the building.
Mm-hmm.
I had no music in that, but instead, because of that comment, I put the nice and low, I put in the montage because it worked.
Beautiful.
It was sexy, and then Duralius was talking about how's my butt look, and I was like, it fits.
Oh, nice.
It totally fits. So I dropped it in there today. Beautiful.
But yeah, as long as it doesn't disrupt flow. So.
And then if Sam is trying to climb the ladder and he can't get on it,
right.
It's not very sexy.
There's nothing sexy about that.
No. Remember that moment?
Yeah, I do. Because Duralius didn't move up. There was nothing wrong with what I did.
I didn't know that was what was
preventing
you.
Well, neither did I, and he mocked me because I didn't know it.
Well, I walked right up to the ladder and said, Duralius, move it a little bit.
Well, because it didn't work. Because it didn't work. That's why you said it.
He's right in front of you.
And then it became synchronized ladder climbing.
Moving on.
Moving on.
We should do that.
Matt Parker just wants to know, are you guys okay? There is a hurricane in North Carolina. Are you okay, Neebs Gaming? Tell me, please.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're fine. That was it's more north of us, and it's actually out in the ocean, so we're good.
We've been lucky this year.
We've been so lucky. I mean, it sucks for, man, Puerto Rico. Oh, good God.
Puerto Rico, Florida.
Florida, Texas.
Texas.
Puerto Rico.
Nutty.
It's been a shitty hurricane year, but yeah, we've, knock on whatever, we've been super lucky.
Yes, thank you for
thank
your concerns.
You, yes.
This is kind of a conflicting comments here. Mason Chapel says, oh my God, they finally posted after 5 fucking years, post more often.
5 years.
What does that mean?
I guess because last week, or whenever this comes out, the week before, didn't we only have like 3 or 4 videos come out that week?
There was a scarce week.
So five years is an exaggeration.
Yeah.
Just slightly. Grossly. But that was because Simon and I were working on GTA videos for this week, which should have a ton of freaking videos coming out.
Yeah, because 7 Days to Die and GTA were kind of getting this like build up. And they're all coming out later, so it kind of affected last week.
So, content's coming, which kind of leads me into this comment from Rookie ODST, who says, the longer you wait for the video, the better it is. Neebs Gaming logic.
Look at you.
And sometimes that can be true.
And a lot of times it's true.
Yeah.
If you don't eat for a week, that meal is delicious.
You ever done that?
Why are you living like crazy? You ever done that? You just
don't eat for
any length of time and then eat. How good is that?
Oh, it's good. It's really good.
But I mean, technically, I not eat for a week and you can give me a moldy bologna sandwich and I'm thinking it's great. Are you implying that we're giving people moldy bologna videos?
Yeah, what are you implying?
Yes, that's what I'm saying.
There you go.
Well, we're getting lazy and boring, so.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, it is one of the things, the more time, like with GTA, usually, like with Subnautica, I can get a Subnautica video done in a week. With GTA, like, I could get it done in a week, but it would be nothing but work. So I would love to have a week and a half on them, and that's what I've been doing.
And I wish they got more views.
I know.
I'm so proud of them, even though I didn't cut that one.
Yeah, and that's
but
the thing.
It's so
that's
good.
That's something I always like. Whenever I put out a video, I got to have that in my brain. I have to have that. I'm proud of this. Like, this is when people watch this, they're going to be entertained. Like, if I don't have that feeling when I put the video out, I am depressed for the rest of the week.
Yeah. Right.
See, until I put out another video.
For the first, 6 months working here, I was trying to make bad stuff on purpose.
Yeah.
You know? Like, how am I going to disappoint people?
Yeah.
Just really lower their expectations.
Yeah. Yeah. Now he doesn't sleep. Yeah. I'm kidding. I'm joking. No, the funny thing is you stress about every GTA video you do. You're like,
I think I'm done with
it. I can't do this. I hate it. It's going to suck.
I know. And then next week I'll be like, maybe I want to do it. It's like I've severe mental problems.
The one a few weeks ago where we had to get that tanker truck off that hill, you were like about ready to walk out the door. I would think you'd write yourself a little note like, hey, stay calm. It's going to be fine.
I'm not really freaking out as much
every
as
time
you're saying.
It feels like it.
Yeah, I know it feels like
when
it.
When I came to the office the other day, you were in panic mode.
You don't even know what real panic mode is. That's like panic mode super light.
Right.
For
but
me.
It's still panic mode.
So,
and you don't need to be because your videos turned out great.
Yeah.
Simon, you're really good and talented and cute.
And you dance well. I've seen it.
You dance like that gopher at the end of Caddyshack. He does. Was there a sequel to that?
It was the best. The second Caddyshack is so good. Yeah, mini golf course. It's awesome.
All right, so who hasn't read? Neebs?
Is it me?
It's you, baby.
I only have three comments today.
Okay.
Let's see. My first one is from Neebs over at Neebs Gaming. This was on a Scrap Mechanic. It says, Simon, what goes through your head when you send a group text while some of us are probably sleeping? Question mark.
What, that was today, right?
It was this morning. Yeah. Early this morning.
What was so real early?
I went to bed at 4. Right. About 8 o'clock, I get a text and I see
that's a
group message. And I'm like, oh,
that's
no.
a very normal time to send a text.
Look, I'm up working at 2:30 in the morning. Do I send Simon a group text at 2:30 in the morning?
Like, what's your phone set to? Like, what's it do?
Why would you have text on silent? What if someone has an emergency? Neebs, come get me at the hospital. I would never hear it. I got my text on silent.
Well, that'd be a phone call, wouldn't it?
You don't know. Sometimes my phone calls don't go through, and I text someone, then they get back to me.
No, that would be a phone call,
That'd
though.
Be a phone call.
That was a great, like, very simple response to that.
I get that, but did you not hear what I just said?
I don't want to hear what you said. You're annoying me.
This message was from, what was the Lamborghini one? Who wants a Lambo? So that's where we had a bunch of positive quotes. And Mervin Yap has a positive quote. And it's only when a mosquito lands on your testicle that you realize not all problems should be resolved with violence.
That's a good quote.
It is a great quote.
That. But is that only, that's the only time?
It shouldn't be the only time, but it should be a time.
It's probably a good time.
It's a really good time to realize that.
Next, I have a comment from Rusty Shackelford. This is from a GTA video, and it says, hashtag, rest in peace, Gustavo.
Oh, Gustavo.
We get a lot of messages about Gustavo.
Yeah.
That was a treat to watch.
That dip.
As soon as you guys got out of that car, I'm like, well, he's dead.
Yeah.
I saw it coming a mile away. As soon as you guys got up on that bridge, I'm like, yep.
Bridge.
That AI is too stupid to know not to walk up that bridge.
But he did better than Drallis did.
Yeah. I don't remember what happened.
So that's from the video GTA 5.
Seven layer dip, right?
Yeah. If you haven't seen it, check it out.
Can I bring up something?
Yes.
What do you got?
Finally saw the lady last night, Wonder Woman.
Do you like it?
Meh.
To me, started good, weird ending.
It was weird ending.
It was like Hollywood schlock. Like, that's the thing with Marvel.
They've got that perfect blend. It's a DC movie.
Yeah, I know. But
so you're like, I'm gonna lower the bar.
But it got such high praise.
It did.
And I wanted to like it so much. And Grant, she did great. She looks great on camera. But the serious level compared to like a Marvel. Marvel's got that perfect blend of comedy and throw in. It's like 70-30.
Marvel does comedy way better.
So much better. And it breaks up the dramatic bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
Not so much in this. Was that the case? And
well, how often did they do it? Did they do it too much? Did it fall flat?
If Marvel's 70-30 on the comedy, this was probably maybe 90-10, 95-5.
Yeah, there was a lot of like fish out of water stuff just because, you know, she's from this like Amazon woman place and they bring her to like modern or like London. And
they
she's
take
like,
her shopping.
I don't know how to act, and she's putting on dresses. Yeah, it was silly.
I think it had a somewhat strong start for a DC film, but then that weird ending.
I enjoyed it all the way up until the very end. Like once the villain put that stupid ass helmet on, it lost me. Spoiler alert for anyone who hasn't seen it, but you know, he reveals himself like, oh, this guy's a villain, kind of neat. All right, I'm in. As soon as that damn helmet went on, it was just like, all right, I can't take him seriously anymore. It's like when that Spider-Man movie with Tobey Maguire, as soon as Green Goblin's put the mask on, I'm out. I just can't relate to this. Yeah. This isn't a villain to me anymore.
So anyway, I was like, I was very meh. At the end of it, we were like, meh, meh, both of us.
What?
Making
those noises. Superhero movies, is anyone looking forward to seeing?
Thor, yeah.
Thor Ragnarok looks fun.
Yep. Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's not out yet.
And then next year, isn't next year's going to be the first Infinity War, I think. So that's Marvel's, like, everybody coming together.
Really?
Guardians of the Galaxy, you name
Guardians of the Galaxy, the Avengers, like, everybody.
Alf.
Yeah.
Alf, they're bringing him back.
I think there's an Ant-Man 2 coming either before or after that.
Still haven't seen the first one, but I will.
Fun. That was actually pretty good.
Yeah, I heard
it. I enjoyed it.
Yeah, like what him. About Black Panther?
Yeah, there's a Black Panther movie
really
coming out.
I'm really curious about that.
I'm very curious.
It looks like a
great
space movie.
Yeah, that's what I don't understand because it seems like.
I'm confused.
Yeah, because it must be another planet.
No,
it must come from another planet, like Thor.
It's a country that's like hidden itself or whatever.
It's like an Atlantis out in the.
Oh, really?
Planet Africa.
It's a continent.
Yeah. It's Wakanda or whatever.
But given Marvel's track record, there's a really good chance it's going to be just as good as.
Yeah, that's why I think it's going to be. And I liked Black Panther when he was in which ones?
Yeah. Civil War.
He was cool. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yeah.
And Spider-Man was good. Enjoyed that.
Giving everyone their fair share of camera time and like a little bit of story in Infinity War. Like, holy shit, what a thing to take.
It's going
to
be such a challenge.
About that. Like,
What's that?
I am too.
I think it might be too much.
Like Avengers, it was a concern.
I would be concerned. It's like this is the one they've been building up towards.
Yeah.
So like in my head, and then, you know, who knows where it's going to go, but if any of them are going to be good, I hope it's going to be this one. Because like this is the one that's been in planning phase for so long.
See, you said, you know, who knows what's going to happen, but I have a feeling that Iron Man is going to die in Infinity War.
They need to. I know they're trying to make Thanos as the big bad guy.
Yeah.
To make you really hate him, an Avenger needs to be killed.
Yeah, you got
somebody needs to die. Captain America.
You got to raise the stakes.
Captain America, Iron Man, somebody.
Kill the Arrow, dude. Worthless.
Fuck him.
Fuck him. Right. Like I don't understand why. I mean, like he's there for a reason, but has he done anything for anyone here when it comes down to being entertained?
I like him.
I enjoyed.
I think he's all right.
I think it was the second Avengers. Like they had a bunch of stuff just at his like house.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think that was some of my favorite stuff in the movie.
Yeah.
Where they're all just hiding out at his house.
Him and Black Widow, like compared to the other heroes.
Compared to the others, yeah.
They got nothing as far as powers.
Because you have a god there, for fuck's sake, you know?
Right.
Yeah, I like her because she's nice to look at.
I'll say this.
Well, if you were a lady, maybe you'd like to look at him.
The one that would raise the stakes the most is if they killed off Hulk.
Yeah, now you don't have your powerhouse.
And then it raises the stakes tremendously because Hulk is a very endearing character,
Or Colossus.
No. Wrong franchise.
Nope.
You're in the X-Men.
Oh, really?
But they do need to go Game of Thrones with it to some degree.
I think they're going to have to. And they probably are planning that. Like one big
gotta
character.
Be a martyr.
One big character
it's
needs
gotta be
to
be a sacrifice.
Han Solo's going down.
But you're saying Infinity, that's going to be a one big movie, or is it going to be
two movies?
Two movies in it.
I think so. It was Infinity War Part 1 and Part 2. Now I think it's Avengers with two different names. But my concern with Marvel, though, is going to be after the Infinity War, I'm going to have a hard time caring. Because, like, this is going to be the big battles. Like, this was what it was all leading up to. So now you got your major climax.
Well, then they're going to reboot it. It'll be Iron Man,
like,
the first one.
What are they going to do after that?
They're going to have a spinoff of, like, Shirley,
Origins,
who works in accounting.
Because then is it going to get, like, the comics? Because I could never get into the comics because it had so much backstory to it, you know, like to jump in now would be like, I have no idea what's going on.
You're going to have to be careful of franchise fatigue, just like an Assassin's Creed game. All this stuff, if you make too many of them, it waters it all down.
Yeah. Star Wars, Disney, Star Wars,
Star Wars.
Yeah, we need a new one of those every year.
Love Star Wars, but just don't fuck it up again.
Doing okay so far.
Everyone saw Rogue One?
Yeah, I really liked Rogue One.
I heard it was shitty.
I enjoyed it.
I thought it was great.
I thought it was pretty good.
Great.
Yeah.
Mm. Okay. It's official. Yeah. It's great. And I can watch it not knowing anything about anything? Except for the basics.
I think that's why I didn't like it that much. It's like you had to know Star Wars.
But it's a Star Wars movie.
I know. But it's like it's not a cohesive narrative. And you have to know the wider universe to really enjoy it. If you know the wider universe, as you know, Thick does, and it's like, okay, it is enjoyable. But it doesn't work on its own merit as a film.
Right. And I guess
And some of the characters are really shitty. And Forrest Whitaker has a weird tentacle sex monster.
Yeah, I will say
don't understand
Forrest Whitaker's
happening.
Character was completely unnecessary, but the other characters I enjoyed.
But apparently his character is really, really cool
What is it, the Clone Wars?
I'm not sure. One of
the
other
animated series.
Oh, is it Rebels?
Something like that.
Yeah, one of them.
But yeah, I don't give a shit about that cartoon stuff.
Like how you guys were just talking about how you know the universe and... This is pretty, like, for Star Wars fans, that stuff's equally huge.
I never got into, I saw a few episodes of the Clone Wars that were, like, really good.
Yeah.
But I never got into the entire series.
I know it's beloved, and there's tons of them.
All right, well, hey, thank you very much. That's it, right?
We're gonna end on Star Wars?
Yeah.
Thank you for everything. Don't know where I'm going with this.
Yeah, someone you're else just saying thank it? You, so that's a pretty good way to just say thank you and goodbye. Yeah.
Okay.
Thanks to our sponsors, Dollar Shave Club and Bluehost.
Yes.
And keep those comments coming, and maybe we'll see you on the next one.